Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us yet on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Fred Lanosa, whose career in real estate and vacation ownership has spanned 30 plus years. He is the author of the international best-selling book, Points Life, Not Your Grandma's Timeshare. And Mr. Lanosa, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate your time.
And certainly appreciate your time as well. So for starters, and to kick things off, what is the difference between owning a timeshare and owning vacation points?
Well, they're two different products, but essentially they provide, you know, similar benefit. The old traditional timeshare is when you go to a resort and you select a specific week, a specific time, a specific unit at a specific season. And then that's what you would buy. Typically, you would get a deed of ownership with some of the newer timeshares. Points are quite different. Points are vacation currency. So you would buy a certain number of points, and points are sold per individual night. So depending on how often you vacation, or how long you vacation, I should say, you would just buy that number of points. And points are kind of like a vacation annuity. So every year on the anniversary date that you bought the points, you would get reimbursed for the same amount again, but you'd never have to buy them again. So one is actually a week in a specific place, but points will bring you everywhere. It's kind of like a rewards program with a deed of ownership.
And a great explanation, and most helpful to kick things off here today. Now, why do timeshares get so many negative and adverse reviews online? Talk to us about that from what your point of view is there.
Well, a lot of it stems from, I think that's a twofold question. One is people get upset with maybe the way it was marketed in the past. It's always had somewhat of a, you know, kind of a negative feel. You're going into a high pressure sales presentation, and that is carried over throughout the years where people don't want to be subjected to that. I think that's a part of it. You know, regrettably, the way it's been marketed in the past, it has been stereotyped. Even though the new product is quite different, that baggage is carried forward. That's one reason why I think it gets some negative press. Another thing has to do with the systems themselves. Not all timeshare or point systems are created the same, and sometimes people don't really know how to use it because they haven't taken the time to learn how to use the system correctly. You know, without actually promoting my own company, but you know, we have a 97% success rate. We have 650,000 active members. It really doesn't get much better than that. And the reason is we spend more time teaching people how to use it. So typically it's a user problem and not necessarily a systems problem. So, and those that are disgruntled are sitting home writing bad reviews, and the ones that are enjoying it, which is the 97%, are too busy on vacations. So that's kind of the sum total of those.
I love it. What a great response there, and thanks for your input as well. How do vacation points work? Where can they be used?
Again, vacation points are currency. So you would purchase them through a developer or through a program that offers that. You know, there's several major brands. I work for one of the top three major brands. It's a global system. We have resorts and hotels and all of these different selections. There's over 10,000 options with our particular organization. And points could be used, number one, at all of the resorts worldwide. Points can be used in hotels. You know, we have 29 different brands of hotels that could be used there. Points could be used on cruises. We have over 4,400 cruise packages. Every major cruise line is affiliated with our organization, so you could use them there, including riverboat cruises. I know those are popular today. Points could be used for vacation homes, very similar to a VRBO or an Airbnb type of product. Points are acceptable there. Points are also acceptable for getaways and escapes. So depending on what you like to do, points really are today's vacation currency. So they could really be used. They're totally flexible, and they give you many more options than just the old traditional timeshare, which is really the genesis of the book. The book defines the difference between the two products.
And I'd say that's quite a resource and certainly appreciate that. I'm sure the listeners do as well. Today we're joined by Fred Lanosa, the author of the international best-selling book, Points Life, Not Your Grandma's Timeshare, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, taking this even further, what are the benefits of owning vacation points? Take that further.
Well, vacation points come with a real estate deed. It's a highly regulated industry. And like any real estate type of investment, you have the benefits of being able to rent your points out or sell your points or lease your points. Certainly you can use the points, which would be the number one use of them. They're willable. Points can be gifted to children. You know, I'm father of the year three times with the same set of points. I sent three of my daughters on honeymoons with the same set of points. So there's a lot of benefits, very similar to the benefits of real estate ownership. You know, I think the highest benefit of it, quite frankly, is not those financial benefits, but rather the fact is the intrinsic value, meaning that it forces you to go. And a lot of times people need that little nudge to just get out of Dodge and go on vacation. When you go on vacation, vacation for many people is a luxury. In my industry, I think it's a necessity. I think everybody should be able to take at least one quality vacation a year, if you're working. Points give you that nudge to go. That's really where I come from, you know, from my standpoint, is it forces you to go, and that I like best about points.
And from everything I'm hearing from you, it certainly makes a lot of sense. Also, what are seven advantages, if you would point those out, to a points lifestyle?
Well, again, points force you to take vacations, and there's a lot of things that are related to vacationing on a regular basis, you know, better health. You know, it's just good for you to get away. A lot of times you need to just get away from work and just recharge. So vacations provide that. Points force you to go. You know, maybe you want to reconnect with loved ones or friends. Points afford you that ability. Maybe it's time to rekindle that romance. Points allow you to do things of that nature. Points also have a legacy value, meaning that you could pass them on to your children, and they're willable in perpetuity from generation to generation. A lot of times people like points because of the status that will bring. With points, you're going to be staying in the very best places for the least amount of money. And if you're someone that likes a good deal or great value, you can't beat points, because you're going to be staying in 1, 2, and 3-bedroom villas, many times with or condominiums, many times with full kitchens and living rooms. And you'll be staying in those types of accommodations for less than a hotel room. So if you're a person that is a bargain hunter or someone that likes great value, points bring that to the table. So there's a lot of benefits to it. From a processing use, meaning how you use them, points could be used weeks 1 through 52. There's no blockout dates with points. Any points you don't use, you could roll over, like unused cell phone minutes. Points could be spent in any denomination you want, be it maybe you just want to go away for a little weekender for 3 days. You peel off enough points for that amount, the rest will stay in your account. So it offers all this variety, all this flexibility, and that's what makes it so great. And what it's transcended into is almost like a pop culture. It started out as a trend, and it became a movement, and now it's almost a pop culture, which is also what a points life is. It's people learning how to vacation on points in lieu of dollars.
Being March, I'm sure this information has jazzed up quite a few folks thinking about vacation time already, as spring is just around the corner. Lastly, how do we get vacation points, and how do we pick up the book as well?
Well, there's the Points Life, the book, is on Amazon right now. If people that are listening to this broadcast through you would like to go to my website, which is fredlanosa.com, I'd love to give your listeners a complimentary copy. They just need to pay for the shipping. But the book is $24.95 on Amazon, and I would be glad to gift it to anybody listening who wants to find out about points. Just pay the shipping. We'll send you the book. Also, if they want some questions answered, maybe they're not quite ready for that and they just have some questions, they could feel free to call me direct. They could call me on my cell phone, at 561-400-2456. 561-400-2456. Just mention that they heard this on your station so I know and I could make sure that, you know, we could categorize and get them a copy of the book for complimentary.
And you certainly can't beat that, and thanks for that kind gesture as well. Again, folks, it is thepointslife.com. Mr. Lanosa, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, and God bless.
And God bless you as well. We've been speaking with Fred Lanosa, the author of the international best-selling book, Points Life, Not Your Grandma's Timeshare. And again, the website of reference is thepointslife.com. And this is Eric Dyde. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.